Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Paul, first, thank you so much for doing this interview with me. You, of course, hosting the Walk of Fame. How important was you to be, for you to be part of an event like this?
You know what was so special about this for me? I got one of these stars myself about 6 years ago, a star on Canada's Walk of Fame. It was so significant for me, so sentimental, and you know, acceptance by one's own country is what it signified. And I couldn't help but think, as I was hosting it, that this is the same experience that these people are having tonight. It is very important to everybody, you know, this kind of recognition. So it's a very, I don't know, but quite a moving show, I must say.
Is it like hanging out with friends and family and the fact that you get to be part of their experience?
There was certainly a lot of that, especially in that I knew a number of these people. I know Sarah McLachlan. She used to do Letterman all the time when she was first starting out. I know Randy Bachman, you know, forget the fact that I, as an 18-year-old, 16-year-old kid, I used to go and see the Guess Who up in Thunder Bay, but also, you know, having met him more recently and did a 3D DVD with him, a concert DVD with Bachman and Turner, and I had a number of connections with a number of the people on the show. So, yeah, I must answer yes to that question.
You know, of course, it's a special night for everyone, but for you, what stood out the most?
Well, it's hard to say. There were so many highlights.
Talk
doing
about that
opening number with Randy on guitar, helping me. I'll never forget it. It was significant. I don't want to tell you any more about what it is. I don't know. Sonia Rodriguez, the beautiful ballerina from the National Ballet of Canada, performed. And it was breathtaking, honoring the guys who won the Summit Series in 1972. Fantastic. So many emotional moments. I don't know what else to say.
Well, you know, that says a heck of a lot. But, you know, looking towards the future, when you see how we've celebrated the past, does it, for you, looking in the future says Canada is right on that mark, whether it be sports, entertainment, whatever, that we are showing the world that we are right there with everybody else?
I can't help but think back to, you know, my world of music and show business. And when I was coming up in the 70s, you know, it was either, if you weren't the Guess Who or Gordon Lightfoot, or forget about, you know, well, of course, we had our Joni Mitchell and Neil Young, but they left Canada, you know, had to leave. Well, you don't have to leave Canada anymore. We have the best in every style of music coming right out of Canada. It's quite phenomenal. I mean, things probably would have been different for me if it had been like this then. So, you know, it's limitless. The potential is limitless for us Canadians, and we're really showing the world.
Well, looking forward to seeing the show. Of course, it's going to be happening this Sunday. Well, before we go, I wanted to ask you another question, something a little bit different off topic, a story that I'm doing on the Juno Awards. For you, because I know you've hosted the Juno Awards, you've been part of it, how important do you think the Juno Awards have become over the years? Because like you just mentioned before, there were only the certain amount of artists that were celebrated, and it seems like now we have so many artists celebrated around the world with their music. I just want to ask you, how do you think things have changed there?
I think that the Juno Awards reminds me of this Canada's Walk of Fame, in that no matter how big these artists get, and they are exploding out of Canada to worldwide recognition, coming back and being honored by their own country, as the Junos does, as Canada's Walk of Fame does, seems to be of tantamount importance to these artists.
Paul, thank you so much for this interview. Always looking forward to watching you on Letterman, and thank you again.
Rudy, my pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.